The Holy Gospel is written in the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee into Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and he gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and place him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in the cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth to those to whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening and a very Merry Christmas to everyone here tonight. As president of the Church Council, it's a real joy for me to be able to thank you all for being with us on this very special evening. I also want to take a moment just to once again acknowledge our music director here at Ascension, Daniel Matos, his talented family, and his wonderful orchestra. Thank you, Daniel, from the bottom of our hearts for the beautiful music we are to worship our Savior with this evening. Tonight we remember Jesus is the reason for the season. Tonight gives us much to ponder as we think about that first Christmas season and the burdens, the busyness that Joseph and Mary experienced. Ultimately, we realize it was all about the little child of Bethlehem. We ourselves are often burdened down, very busy, and if we are not careful, we lose our focus and forget Christmas is about the little child of Bethlehem. As we gather this evening, we gather as honest people. The honest truth is there is a lot of darkness in our world today. But we also gather as hopeful people. The story leading up to Christmas was not easy for Mary and Joseph. For instance, there would not be a Christmas if Joseph had run away. We are told that he did consider this at one time. And then an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived is from the Holy Spirit." And then there was Mary's unexpected role. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. you have found favor with God. You will conceive, and you will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus." Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary, the mother of Jesus, is one of the most significant women in the Bible. Some even say the most. Mary was troubled at first after receiving Gabriel's message because she was a teenager. Being a mother alone was terrifying as being pregnant out of wedlock. Even more challenging is that she would have to raise the Son of God. Mary's cooperation was critical. It should be unimaginable to think how Christmas would have turned out if either Mary or Joseph ran away. Mary's story fits into Christmas very strange forward for all of us, as we have to say yes every time the Lord calls us to be part of his divine plan. The season of Christmas is a choice to cooperate with God's plan, even in the most unexpected circumstances. God came to us at Christmas so that we would possess courage and hope to face the difficulties of living in a world of uncertainty. The promise of Emmanuel, which means God with us, says, "We do not navigate life's struggles without guidance or support. We are not alone. God is love, and Jesus is the reason for the season." May the Lord bless you and give you a very beautiful Christmas season with your family and your friends.